Good afternoon slash evening slash morning. It is evening for me, so we're going to rock with Good Evening, Fall Classic Federation. This is the general manager of the Door County Steelheads, Loco Pobs, back with another episode of Steelhead something. We're working on a name. We'll figure that out. But what is going on, everybody? It has been a minute since we've had one of these. And, well, we're back. And we're going to try to talk a little bit about how the 2030 season is going. It's been a long time since we talked, and it's been a few seasons. Fortunately, you haven't missed anything. There's not been a ring yet won by the Steelheads, so you didn't miss anything. It's fine. Welcome back to the World of the Fall Classic Federation. We're going to talk about how the game is going so far and what's happening in the season. So, let's get going. That's kind of fun. That was a fun little sound. I am currently using a Zoom PodTrack P4 to record this. I'm sitting at my kitchen table, actually, with my iPad open to Stats Plus to talk through this. So we'll see how this works. Generally, why? Well, my computer has slowed down and it's not great, and I don't really want to rely on it for recording. Plus, this is a little more portable and just a little bit easier to kind of set up wherever if I need to change where I'm recording. So, what are we talking about today? We are talking about the Door County Steelheads in the 2030 season. It is officially May 13th in game. So we're about a month and a half into the season. In fact, the Door County Steelheads record is 18-18. I'm pretty happy with being at 500. That's kind of cool. A little better than I expected. That sits me right in the middle of the division. So I've got Vancouver and Assassin City above me, and Manchester and Milwaukee below me. 18-18 does get me 2 games behind the wild card, 9 games behind the division. Probably not a great chance of coming back for the division. I wasn't really thinking about the playoffs right now, but the playoffs, meh. Wild card is there, but it's also the middle of May, so we'll see. But otherwise, kind of what's going on with the team? Well, there have been some changes. We've made some trades. We don't have some players that we used to have. Players that we did have and still have are not as good as they used to be. Grayson Long. But that's okay. Anyway, how is stuff going? Let's open up Stats Plus and let's look at the Sim Recap. It's a wonderful little tool. Great for the last week of games, especially if you want to talk about it on a podcast like this. So, anything interesting in the messages? We've got the top player's name, the power rankings. May 11th, 2030. Steelheads take it on the chin, lose 11-0 to Milwaukee. A two-hitter. That's not good. Gabe Brandt had 12 strikeouts and only allowed 3 walks and 2 hits. Not good. Just not good. It's unfortunate. Very, very unfortunate. Otherwise, there have been some trades. Steelheads have not been involved in any of them. That was a complete game that Gabe Brandt threw against the Steelheads, by the way. Looking at top performers in the week, batting-wise for the Steelheads, looks like we had somebody sport a 1250 OPS. That's Brandon Marsh over there. Part-time outfielder, played in 4 games, had 9 plate appearances. Only 2 hits, but one of them was a home run. That will help that OPS. Overall, somebody who played in every game, Christian Pache, had 6 games, 26 plate appearances, and had 10 hits. That's pretty good, and including a home run. It's a 417 batting average and a 1023 OPS. Ian Moeller, our main catcher, did have 5 games with 19 plate appearances, 5 hits, and a home run, along with 2 RBIs. 1194 for that OPS for the week. So not a bad outing by those players. Looking at the pitching, I'm not really seeing any good pitching performances. Ismael Rivera, 5 2/3 with 300 runs. Joaquin Finazze, 6 2/3, 500 runs. Only 4 hits, though. That's pretty good. 2 walks. Interesting. Not a lot of base runners, but decent amount of runs. Meanwhile, AJ Laba, 6 2/3, 300 runs, 7 hits, 2 walks. Not great. Aaron Nola, I believe, got hurt in this sim, so not great. Only 1 1/3, 2 earned runs, 3 hits, 1 home run, 1 walk. Not good, not good. Brian Gerske did appear in 5 2/3 innings across the week. Only gave up 1 earned run. That's better than all the starters did. That's pretty good. That's pretty good, all things considered. No rookie debuts for the Steelheads. Isaac Pacheco did Pacheco. Did reach his 500th hit. He is 27 years old, and he's just got his 500th hit in his career. And he has got his, I believe this is his fifth year in the league. Yes, it is. Currently batting .282 with an OBP of .329. OPS of .744, worth about 1.1 war so far. Last year he did accumulate 4.8 war. Pretty good season for him. So we'll see if he can continue that. We'll also see if he's a steelhead next year, but that's to be determined. Overall, team did fine. I wish we could kind of get a little bit better summary of the games on this, but we don't develop Stats Plus, we just pay for it, and that's perfectly fine. It looks pretty good, actually. Let's go to DCS. So, overall, ERA leader for the team, Bobby Brasfield. Of course, he's hurt now, but appeared in 13 games, hasn't started any, 15 and 2/3 innings. Yes, it's really not that reliable, but 1.15 ERA, that's pretty good. Expected FIP, though, also the leader in the team, 2.97. Next closest is Ismael Rivera, 4.19. Overall, not great, and that says something about our pitching when Bobby Brasfield, a reliever, he's only got 15.2 innings accumulated, has what looks to be the most war for the pitchers at 0.85. He has half the innings accumulated as Ismael Rivera, who's accumulated 36.2, and Brasfield has more war. Not great. Brasfield is currently hurt. He's got probably an injury that'll keep him out for another 10 days. I really wish this would tell me what his injury was. Nope, it's not going to. That's okay. He is 24 years old, though, so he should be around a little while. Meanwhile, from a batting perspective, leader in war is Isaac Pacheco. Not a big surprise there between his 744 OPS, only a 101 WRC+, but he's an excellent fielder, so that helps out a lot. Ian Moeller is our other big leader in war. 0.96 war, 0.801 OPS, WRC plus of 120, so that is positionally adjusted. Very much a good batter for the guy behind the plate. Also pretty good catcher overall. Unfortunately, hasn't really been able to help out the pitching that much. Well, our pitching is just really not that good this year, which is a little strange for the Door County Steelheads, but that's okay. Other notable players on the Steelheads, Rafael Devers is still with the team. He still costs a lot of money, hitting .267, .321, .533. That is an .854 OPS. That is a WRC plus of 121. That leads the team. However, only 0.47 war. Why? Probably because he's not doing great from a fielding perspective. He is 33 years old. He's not great there. He may have been moved to first base as well. Alex Brewer, the other first baseman, does only have a WRC plus of 56, so not really helping this case. He hasn't played that much, but still not very good. Brewer's also 32, where Devers is 33. So look for some youth to enter into the corner infield positions in the near future. Someone like Jaheim Latigue, who is 23, did recently suffer an injury, out for almost 3 weeks still. So we'll see how much he contributes this year. But he, Josh Rivera, is 29, could also contribute, but kind of wait and see. Exciting players in this team. Yeah, that's kind of the problem. Team's not that exciting, and it's kind of hard to get excited about it. The other teams in the division, especially Assassin City and Vancouver, for some reason, has been a bit of a surprise. But overall, you're going to have to contend with Assassin City a lot, and that's just kind of a problem. But overall, we're doing what we can do. Going to see if we can drop some salary at some point. Again, Devers is earning $42 million. That is almost $20 million more than anybody else on the team. So we'll kind of see what happens. We do have a lot of ARB deals coming up next year, a few less the year after. But if we can get out from Devers' player option next year, which he'll probably take, Nola and Grayson Long will probably both take their player options as well. So we'll kind of see what happens there. But overall, I mean, the team's doing fine. We're 18 and 18. That's 36 games into the season. Pardon me as I pull my calculator out, but 162 divided by 36 is 4.5, so not quite to the quarter bowl. It's usually closer to like Memorial Day. So, not doing too bad, but certainly could be doing better. But what's the other big thing going on right now in the league? The other big thing is the draft. Currently, if we pull up the draft menu on Stats Plus, we are in the 7th round. Draft started on Monday, today is Thursday. We are 7 rounds in. League has really picked up and done well getting drafting done. Been a couple of big trades for draft picks. I believe San Diego just acquired basically 6 round back from Flagstaff. So paid not a huge amount for the draft picks, but did pick up a lot. Overall, not an unbelievably appealing draft class. There's just not that much there at times. It's just like, okay, there's a lot of relief pitchers, and we'll see how much that carries down the line. But I know I had traded for a decent amount of draft picks last year for this draft, and a lot of it has just been like, bit of a regret there, but kind of is what it is. So we'll see what happens. But interesting to see how that all goes. But yep, again, 7 rounds in. Okay, number of picks that I have made. I have not picked yet in the 7th round. So through 6 rounds, we've made 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. Feeling pretty good about that. 11 picks in the first 6 rounds is pretty good. We'll see how much we get out of it. We did get some cool names like Sincere Trezevant. That's kind of fun. Abel Houston just after that, and John Sadhoff. That filled out our 3rd round picks after Josh Moak let it off there. Overall first pick is Danny Polson, pitcher from SJU's at San Jose University. I don't know. I really should know our school. I kind of put them all into the league. But he was 4 years in college. 2030 season, 3.46 ERA, 1.1 WAR, 39 innings pitched. He's not done yet, probably. He's probably got a couple more games in which he's going to pitch. But overall, why is his WAR so much better if his ERA is almost half a run higher? Probably because his Ks are a little bit up and his walks are down. Let's open up his St. Joseph's University, is specifically what SJU is, by the way, just in case you were wondering. So, pitching stats. He is up to a 25.9 K percentage, and walk percentage is a little bit lower, 3.8%. That helps a lot. Home run is still also under 2%. Pretty good, pretty good. Left on base percentage is down below his career average in college. Ground ball percentage is up. I like seeing that. Whip is a little bit high. BABIP is also kind of high. So with a 3.324 BABIP, which is just about 4 hundredths, so 0.04 higher than his career average, and still sporting a 1.08 WAR, definitely looking at his FIP helping him out, and his FIP 2.9, that's a FIP minus of 75, so about 25% better than collegiate average. Expected FIP of 2.84, so even lower. That's really encouraging. This 25.9K percentage is going to be interesting to keep an eye on, see if he can continue that. He is 21 and a half right now, so we'll see how he does in, I guess he'll come into low A ball because rookie ball is 19 and younger. But see if we can develop another pitcher. Again, we've had some success with that. I don't know how much success it's actually had with players that we have drafted versus some of the pitchers that I traded for with some of my good players early on in the league. Let's look at team draft summary just to see. We're not going to look at Assassin City. Nobody wants to look at them. We will look at Door County. Sure, we'll do Go. I can sort by position. That's fun. Okay. Total WAR. Best player that I have drafted, Cole Hinckman. Doesn't play for the Door County Steelheads. Brad Debo also does not. Dorian Gonzalez. Actually somebody we drafted. That's good. Tommy Custer, no. Kenan Fea, not on the team. Jonathan Childress, not on the team. Jorge Ramos. Traded, I believe. We're going to pull that up. I'm making sure. It's got a Door County Steelheads hat. Trades. He was traded last year for Galen, Luis Portillo, and Jeremy Sullivan on the deadline. That's fine. Oh, this is weird. Otherwise, yeah, Ian Muller could end up being a decent acquisition for me, trade-wise. But yeah, Cole Hinckman is definitely the, and again, it's these early guys. 2019, Cole Hinckman, 3rd round. 2019, Brad Debo, 5th round. You have to kind of give some patience. Again, we're 10 years in. And Quinn's only 29. He's also playing for Assassin's Creed right now. but he's also not having a great year. He's only batting 164. That's kind of funny. But it just takes some time. So it may be a full calendar actual year before we see how these guys pan out, because we get through about 4 to 5 seasons per year. Again, depending on if we are expanding or contracting, we're not going to be doing either of those things anytime soon. If we are switching to a new game, also not going to be doing that anytime soon. Very pleased with OOTP22, so that's pretty exciting. Overall, though, we'll see what I can do with the draft. I should really go through this a little bit more, because some interesting stuff. I could pull a CSV and maybe mess with this on Google Sheets instead of just on Stats Plus, but there's a lot of stuff out there. Highly recommended if you want to get into a little bit of the history of how you and your team have performed. So, briefly going to jump into a sim preview here. Again, this is just kind of jumping back into podcasting. We'll see how long this actually goes. But not seeing any of our games featured in highlighted series, not seeing any of our players or teams featured in streaks, that's okay. Nothing too exciting. That makes sense. Not super surprised by that. Cold starting pitchers, Grayson Long, not a surprise. Cold hitters, Brad Gallegos, also featured. That's too bad. And this is stats over the last 14 days, ordered by run created for batters. And starting pitchers are ordered by average game score, so it's probably maybe 3 appearances for him over the last 14 days. Relief pitchers are ordered by opponent WOBA. So fortunately, no relief pitchers currently featured in cold relief pitchers. Cody Medeiros, Jorge Ramos, former pitchers for the Steelheads, now featured in the hot relief pitchers for other teams. That's okay. So quick running through the highlighted series that are coming up May 17th. 3-game series between the Minneapolis Malamutes, former Estes Park Elderhorn. Sad to see them move, but Jeff moved on to a different team, so this team moved on from Estes Park. Minneapolis Malamutes versus Flagstaff Grand Canyon should be interesting. Minneapolis currently leads the season series 2-1. Seattle Storm hosts the Quezon City Questants, same day, May 17th, 2030. 3-game series, Seattle leads that series 2-1 in the season. Overall, QC does have a 78-45 lead on Seattle. Jeff is going to work to bring that series back around. We'll see how that goes. May 14th, so that is the beginning of this next sim week. Boulder hosts the Malamutes. Currently, they have not played at all this season, which is a little surprising because they are in the same division, right? I forget. I should know these. We're going to jump over to league quick. No, they're not. That is an interleague series. We have interleague in the first half of the week. Very, very exciting. Meanwhile, Assassin City does face Vancouver Valkyries at the second half of this week. Very exciting weekend series. Vancouver currently leads the season series 2-1. Guess we can quickly preview the Door County series as well. Going to full schedule in Stats Plus. We've got the New York Kooks at home, 14th, 15th, and 16th. Good luck, JP. Best of luck. Both of us are kind of middle of the packing, and I believe we're going to jump back. Yes, they are 17 and 19. We are 18 and 18. Should be an interesting 3-game series. And then 17th, 18th, 19th, we travel to San Diego to face the Elephants, who are fighting right now for a wild card. I believe they actually lead the wild card standings at 20 and 16. Just 2 games ahead of the Steelheads right now. We'll see if we can make up a little bit of ground. But hey, overall, that is going to be the Steelhead something. I'll think of a name to call this at some point. It'll still be on the same podcast feed. But happy to be back doing this. Happy to be trying out the PodTrack P4. I will get this out hopefully pretty soon and blast your earwaves with it once again. I'm not going to say dulcet tones because that just doesn't sound right. But happy to be back. Happy to be back playing Fall Classic Federation Baseball. See how this season goes. Happy 2030 season. Happy drafting. And good luck out there. Wash your hands and stay safe, everybody. Have a great day.